Blog Talk Radio.
You have just tuned in to the Midweek Pick-Me-Up Energy Show, featuring professional officiant, tuning fork facilitator, and author, Marcy Ann Chee. In 1988, Marcy Ann discovered the quantum fields of energy and vibration, and since then her life has been a day-to-day experiment in knowing how to live in light energy for happiness, health, and wealth. She shares the principles and laws of light energy as they operate in everyday life. And now, here is Marcy Ann.
And good morning, everyone. Today I'm going to look at ways that we live our life and relate to life. And I kind of see three ways that people live their life and relate to life. One way is to act. Another way is to react, and then all of life is an interaction. So I wanted to start out by telling you a story today. Last week I went to the mall with a friend because she wanted to go to a cosmetic store and have a consultation. She said she'd been buying her foundations at the drugstore, and she would just try one and try another one, and she just didn't seem to be able to find the right color for her skin. They were either like too light or too dark. And she liked the way my foundation looked, and I had shared with her that I had gone to MAC Cosmetics, and they did a complete consultation for me. They analyzed my skin and gave me the products that would best nurture and care for my skin. They picked the absolute perfect foundation color and powder, and also made suggestions for eye makeup, rouge, and lipstick, and that I was very happy with the results. So my friend said I looked really good, and she decided she wanted to try it. Well, you don't have to have an appointment. We just walked right in and sat down in one of the consultation chairs, and immediately a young woman came over to us, very pleasant and smiling. May I help you, ladies? And I said, my friend here likes my foundation, and I told her I had gotten it here. So she would like to have a consultation so she can get the right foundation color for her skin. So the young woman said, I'd be so happy to help you. And she went and got her tools and supplies, and she came back and she started to go to work on my friend. And she began by taking some cleanser, and she wiped off the makeup off of her face. And then she said, your skin is a little dry, so I'm just going to put some moisturizer on before we go to the foundation. And my friend said, I know what you're doing. I'm not going to go be buying a whole bunch of other stuff you try to sell me. I just want foundation. I want foundation. Only. And then I noticed that the young woman just took a small step back. My friend's accusation was so violating and rude. So the young lady just turned away from us for a second. I just was so impressed how she was able to gather herself together and then turn back and face my friend. And quietly she said, we do not work on commission here. I'm just responding to what I see about your skin. And then she calmly picked up her foundation brush and began to apply some foundation to my friend's face. And it looked to me like it was just the absolute perfect color for her skin. I could hardly tell that she even had foundation on, except for how smooth her skin looked. But my friend was just writhing around in her chair, and she's saying, my skin is burning, burning. It's burning. And she looked over at me and she said, "Is it red? Is it red?" And I said, "Well, yes, it looks a little red." And my friend said, I just feel totally violated. Just get this stuff off of me. I'm burning, burning." So the young woman just quickly took a small cloth and she wiped off all the foundation and she said, "I don't think that you can use our products. Apparently you are allergic." And she packed up her tools and supplies and went back to the cash register to await another customer. Well, my friend wanted to just immediately get to the restroom and fix her face. And all the way to the restroom, this is what she said. "Did you see all her tattoos? She's just covered in tattoos. Do you know how much those tattoos cost? Thousands and thousands of dollars. And the minute I saw all those tattoos, I knew I just should have immediately left right then. How could she possibly know anything about makeup?" Well, now let's look at this, because now we have ways people deal with life, either in action, reaction, and interaction. Okay, first of all, my friend apparently had an initial reaction to the appearance of this young woman. And right away, just from her appearance, she judged her to be incompetent, stupid. And then she suspected and accused her of manipulating and trying to sell her other products she didn't need in my friend's judgment so she could make extra money to pay for her tattoos. Okay, now here's my side of the story. I didn't even see the girl's tattoos. First of all, I'm going back to a store where I've already had a successful experience. And secondly, this store is a nationally famous makeup store, MAC Cosmetics. Very successful. Their website says that it is an Estee Lauder company. And MAC Cosmetics is known as the color authority. And my friend could see that my foundation was perfect for my skin. That's why she wanted to go there. And in order to be as successful as they are, don't you think their makeup artists would have to be highly trained and know the business? I'm sure you just don't go into a MAC Cosmetics store and fill out an application to be a sales girl. I'm sure you have to have already had some type of makeup artist schooling, a certificate, before you could ever even apply to get a job there. And then, probably after you get the job, you would need to have specific MAC makeup training as well before you could ever wait upon a customer for an Estee Lauder company. And apparently, a company as important and as big as Estee Lauder has no restrictions regarding tattoos. There was also a very feminine-looking man working at this particular store. He had long hair and fancy earrings, all kinds of tattoos. I did see his. But what is important if you're going to work at a cosmetic store, especially MAC Cosmetics? The question is, what do you know about makeup? And this girl was extremely skilled in makeup. She had picked the exact color that was perfect for my friend's skin. And not only that, she showed a very mature professionalism far beyond her years as she dealt with my friend's prejudice and rudeness. She was calm. She was courteous. And she released the situation with ease and grace. I was so impressed, and I'm going to write a letter to her manager and tell the Estee Lauder company just what a terrific employee they have here in Southern California. Now, if my friend could have been in action and not reaction, and had maintained a respectful attitude of trust knowing that a company as important as Estee Lauder would not have employees that were not experts in the area of makeup. And then she could have then submitted herself to the expertise of this makeup artist, who just happened to also be covered in tattoos. And my friend would have realized her desire to have a perfect color foundation for her specific skin, which was what she originally wanted. She just walked out of that store without anything. She didn't get what she wanted. And whose fault was it? She was in reaction. She was reacting to her own prejudice regarding tattoos. And I think that the burning that she was experiencing when the makeup artist put the cleanser on her face to prepare her face for the perfect foundation was my friend's reaction, not an allergy to the makeup. And I do believe that most allergies are these types of reactions. Allergies are almost always caused by something that offends the person. And in my case, my friend's case, she was offended by the tattoos. And most allergies are a person's inability to live in their particular environment for whatever reason it is. Because an allergy is when a person develops a specific type of antibody in response to a normally harmless foreign substance. So allergies are responses. Allergies are reactions. Now, a good affirmation for allergies would be, I know what it feels like to live in harmony in my environment. I know what it feels like to live in ease and grace with all people in all situations. And I allow other people to express their divinity. I do not always have to be right. I can accept other ways, other ideas, other solutions. I allow and I know what it feels like to live in peace without judgment. You know, this interaction between my friend and the makeup artist was tense. It was uncomfortable. It was embarrassing, frustrating, and totally unfulfilling. And if a person who wants makeup and a makeup artist who is there to help you get your makeup, if you two can't get along, what hope do we have for peace on earth, goodwill towards all men? I mean, we have to get our ideas of living in peace and harmony right down to these very intimate and personal moments in our life. So my suggestion for today is to look at our day-to-day interactions with our family, with our coworkers, with our friends, with salespeople and clerks and any other servant of our capitalistic system, and with our interaction with ourselves. I have another friend who's an extreme perfectionist. She's a florist. She's in business for herself. And she sets a very high bar for her own performance. She is extreme in her personal standards of excellence. And this is all well and good. She can have those high standards for herself. And she does produce the most beautiful bouquets for my brides. If you line up 10 brides bouquets in front of me, I can pick out the one she's made every time because they just have this style about them that makes them so outstanding. But she's miserable most of the time in all of her interactions with other people because she holds that same high bar of excellence for everyone she does business with, expecting them to do their business to the same high standard of excellence that she holds for herself. And sad to say, you know, a lot of people who work at their jobs just could care less about whether they're doing a good job or not, because a lot of people just hate their job. Many people just do the minimum to get by. And so she's constantly disappointed, constantly frustrated, constantly complaining. Well, I have shared with her that what I want to have someone else do something for me, that I pray to God first. And I say, God, please find me a vendor who is good at doing what he does as I am good at doing my weddings. Well, my friend isn't very much what she calls religious. So I suggested she just call for the angels, because that she has a whole crew of angels who are assigned just to her, who will go out and find a good person to clean the pool or mow the grass or clean the windows, fix the computer, work on her website, repair the car, all those things that all of us need. Well, she doesn't really believe in spiritual help very much either. She just always kind of just browbeats her way through life demanding excellence and mostly getting angry. So think about how you do your job, and then think about hiring someone to do something for you, and they're going to do the job for you the way you do your job. And in your interaction with your family and friends and coworkers, do you allow and accept them as representatives of the divine? Well, I suggested to my friend who couldn't let the tattooed makeup artist help her that perhaps she could begin to think in terms of mentally just doing the bow to everyone she interacts with. In the ancient Asian cultures, and then even today, the bow means the God in me salutes the God in you. And then that way you can allow and accept the God in them, perhaps not the way they express the God in them, but you can honor and respect the God that's in them, and to honor and respect that God loves them. And I suggested that if she had just mentally bowed to the God in the makeup artist, she would have been able to get the absolutely perfect color foundation for her skin, like I did. So she said she was going to try to do that from now on. So I like to think of the difference between action and reaction as illustrated by the thermometer or a thermostat. Now, a thermometer just reacts to the temperature, but the thermostat sets the temperature. The thermometer is just illustrative of just always reacting to situations. Temperature goes up and down. But if we become an action person, then we will set the temperature. We will become a thermostat, and we will hold steady and be able to be as calm and professional in our interactions as that young makeup artist who works for MAC Cosmetics was with my friend's rudeness and prejudice. That's all for today.
That's our show for today. You can contact Marcy Ann on her website, www.marcyann.com. Up at the top of the main page, there is a link. Click here for Marcy Ann's radio show. And thank you for tuning in today to Marcy Ann's Middle of the Week Pick Me Up Energy Show, which broadcasts every Wednesday at 9:30 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time from her studio in Southern California. You can also listen on Sundays at 7 p.m. to Marcy Ann's show, Say What, for reflections on life on planet Earth. And on Fridays at 5 p.m. is The Finding Mr. Right Show, a support show that helps single people find Ms. Right or Mr. Right, based on ideas and information in Marcy Ann's book at www.MrRightForMe.com. Thanks for listening.